This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, June 3rd, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. A judge has declined to put a former Detroit police chief on the Republican primary ballot for Michigan governor. James Craig is the third candidate to lose a court challenge after state election officials said campaign petitions were marred by fraudulent signatures. It's a setback for Craig, who has high name recognition in Southeast Michigan. A judge says she must abide by a Michigan appeals court decision released Wednesday that kept two other Republicans off the August 2nd ballot because they didn't submit enough valid petition signatures. The number of COVID-19 cases is falling in several counties. The Detroit News reports Wayne County is among 10 Michigan counties which have high community transmission levels. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say people should mask indoors. Wayne County is Michigan's most populous county. Experts say they expect another surge in the fall. They recommend people continue to wash their hands, wear a mask in crowded spaces, and get vaccinated. The city of Detroit is beginning a $70 million road improvement program to resurface 66 miles of streets, including major and residential roads. The Department of Public Works will build three streetscapes along East Warren, West Warren, and Rosa Parks Boulevard. The city will also begin a $3.1 million sidewalk replacement program during the 2022 construction season. The funds come from federal and state transportation funds, as well as road bond funds. The city will also add nearly 3,000 speed humps in Detroit neighborhoods. A candlelight vigil will be held for Ghadir Saleh of Dearborn tonight. The child died from injuries suffered in a hit-and-run incident Memorial Day on Belle Isle. The vigil will be held at Lowry Middle School in Dearborn at 8:30 p.m. in honor of Saleh, where she was a student. According to the Arab American News, Saleh recently immigrated to the United States with her family 3 months ago from Yemen. Her 14-year-old sister was also struck by the vehicle. She is in stable condition. A 23-year-old suspect from Flint has been arrested. Michigan State Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved. An investigation into the fatal incident is underway. The Detroit Zoo plans to invest up to $24 million to create a kid zone. The space will include wheelchair and stroller accessible trails, a treehouse, and a splash pad. There will also be opportunities for kids to learn about Michigan's agriculture. The Detroit Free Press reports the project is expected to attract an estimated 13,000 children a year and 12% more visitors. The kids zone will also include a prairie dog habitat, a private space to view anteaters, and a shaded gathering zone for people to relax. The city of Detroit is giving job opportunities to refugees who have left war-torn countries like Afghanistan. The Detroit Department of Transportation, Department of Public Works, has created new jobs for cleaning buses from COVID-19. So far, 28 refugees have been hired. More coach service attendants are needed. Detroiters can apply at DetroitMI.gov. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at DetroitEveningReport@WDET.org. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.